We seem to be entering into the danger zone for leaks.
Yikes.
Because Switch 2 systems are now arriving into retailers, so it's happening.
Yeah, all of a sudden there are all these pictures of systems arriving at retailers. It seems to be mostly Target. I haven't yet seen a picture as of us recording this
from other retailers.
From another retailer. Mm-hmm. But Target seems to be receiving their stock of Switch 2, and these pictures are just showing up everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been seeing stuff like the consoles are kind of locked in cages in the back room. I'm looking at this lock, and it looks very flimsy.
This is unlocked. Look, it's not even a closed.
Oh, it's not
no,
even
it's
locked.
Not even on there. So
I was gonna
just
say you
help
could,
yourself.
You could just. This is why it's dangerous, because there are so many people in the back room of a Target that can tamper with it, get access to it, steal it, take it, boot it up, start. I mean, especially because there is systems that have Mario Kart World on there. You could just easily go and get access to that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that is really concerning, I think, for Nintendo.
Yes. So the leaks are a major issue, but it is interesting here in this post that we have. They said that they got 40 systems that were not for pre-orders, just for walk-ins, and that they are identifying themselves as one of the smallest Targets in the area. So, again, in this kind of ongoing guessing game that we have of, is this going to be hard to find or not, this is maybe another proof point of maybe you can, you know, you don't have to camp overnight. Maybe you can just get there the morning of and have a good chance of getting one. Because so many people already have one on pre-order.
Right.
And it seems like there's a lot going out for kind of that next wave of people who just want to, either they missed the boat or they didn't want to bother with pre-orders, just to get it on June 5th.
Yeah, I did wonder about the split of their, like, allocation. Like, we were talking about when Sean was on the podcast, like, how is Nintendo, like, really managing that with the stuff on the My Nintendo site versus what they're giving to the retailers? And it does seem like they haven't really held a lot for the My Nintendo sites. They've really front-loaded the retailers, whether it's during the pre-orders or during launch day, and there is like a separate batch of systems coming to retailers for people that didn't pre-order, because I do think they want to generate like that kind of like launch day, the retailers, I mean, they want to generate that launch day excitement to bring people into the store. And if you tell them you have no hope of getting one without a pre-order, then why would anyone bother doing it? So, yeah, I can see them kind of like trying to get that message out there. Like, we do have systems, and they're it's not like two, like,
yes,
like back in the Wii era or whatever, or it's like we only have like one. So this idea of like getting people to go to the store, even if you don't have a pre-order, just getting people there, it seems like that is something that the retailers are really interested in.
Yeah, yeah. So I do want to give them credit, Nintendo, for kind of being true to their word of saying, you know, we do anticipate this to be big. We are going to be making a lot. And it seems like they've done that in a lot of cases.
Right.
So that's good to see. And hopefully everybody who wants one can get one. But yeah, this point about, and then here's this other picture that we have of, again, it's in a cage, but they're out of the box. You know, you can just see the package of the Switch 2, and it's just out in aisles. Look, this is like, this must be the electronic, it looks like a Roku TV or something.
I know.
Back there.
That's crazy to me.
I'm sure it's eventually headed to the back, but I don't think this is good that they're just leaving it out.
It seems like the security is quite lax.
No.
But yes, it does seem like, yeah, there's plenty of systems. It looks like there's even more in those boxes behind the unpackaged ones, but seems like they're just like, yeah, we're ready to go.
This begs the question, why do these retailers need these systems? It's not even June yet. Why do they need this system so far in advance?
I mean, they probably have all sorts of back-end things they have to do.
Like what?
I don't know.
Scan it?
I don't know. I have never worked, you know, in this type of retail before, so I don't actually know what the process is. But yeah, it seems like it's a lot, you know, 10 days before the thing comes out. It seems like that's maybe too much time to have it.
Yeah. I think, you know, a while back we did the video with Sean, who used to work on the Nintendo retail team, and he was kind of speculating of, like, are we going to see Nintendo having some new practices with the Switch 2, or is it just going to be, you know, follow the old playbook?
Yeah.
And I think this is maybe a place where they could have made some improvements, where mm-hmm. they're clearly scared of leaks, freaked out about leaks, hate leaks, like nothing else. And yet, here we are, like 10 days in advance, with mm-hmm. these things just sitting out.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Yeah, yes, these retailers need to do a couple things to get them ready to sell. I don't think they need 10 days to do that, and you're just tempting fate now.
And that's the thing that we were trying to wrap our heads around a little bit. Like, yes, a lot of these things that, you know, were a bit clunky in the pre-order process and seems to be a bit clunky right now with retailers just like leaving a system that hasn't come out
yet. Because even stuff like this, they're not supposed to be doing. You shouldn't be taking pictures of stuff in the back. You should not be leaving unreleased product out on the floor.
On the floor, where other, like, not even employees can see it, but like customers too. But my point is that, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that retailers were doing where people were saying to us, like, that's not Nintendo's fault. That's the retailer's fault. It's the retailer's
fault. Well, who shipped it out to them this early?
There you go. It's the retailer's fault to leave it out in the floor.
Right.
Yes, it is now. But as Nintendo, you do have, you know, some responsibility / some level of power and control. Like, as for a company that loves to control stuff so much, it's a little bit shocking to me that they haven't controlled this as tightly. They didn't really control it during the pre-order phase to give people a better experience. They didn't control it. They're not controlling it right now. Shipping it out so early to retailers and not having, you know, good communication with them about whether or not they should have additional security around the systems, or like having some real talk with them saying, like, if we see any pictures, you know, out of the system out, like, it's going to, you're going to have some consequences. Like, they have the power to have these kinds of conversations with retailers, and I think retailers would listen to them if they had those conversations, but clearly they haven't, because here we are with these systems just out in the open and people taking photos, and who knows what else is going on behind the scenes with these systems just like available for people to take.
Well, so now it's, you know, some or all Target stores are getting this, and how many of those stores are there in the country? A lot, probably mm-hmm. hundreds, if not thousands.
And then what about the other retailers?
And then, you know, everybody else is probably going to be getting theirs within the next couple days. So then just like how many touch points for something to go wrong are there? Mm-hmm. There's a lot. Again, you are tempting fate.
Yes.
When we have seen this happen before, it's like, you know, once the thing leaves the nest of the Nintendo warehouse, there's all these different danger points.
Yes.
And again, just some, you know, some employee just staring at this thing for 10 days might get a thought in their mind of like, well, what's the worst that could happen? Or this would be cool if I did this, or I could get some...
It's just out in the wild.
Get some internet fame to do this. It's just not what Nintendo wants.
Exactly. We used to have these conversations too with the retail team before big launches, where it's like, okay, tell us when sort of the danger zone starts. We used to have these happen all the time when they would say like, okay, as soon as we ship any artwork to the retailers to make signs, that's when things start to leak about information about the game that you don't want out. So that, you know, the idea of once it sort of gets into the hands of any retailers, like you sort of are losing all control over it, and you don't have a way to walk it back. Like, there's no way you can tell Target, like, give it back to us.
Right.
You know, it is what it is now. So it's just going to sit there. It's either going to be okay or not okay. But the opportunity for it to be, you know, tampered with or taken or someone to just leak all the stuff in there is like really high.
Yeah, and no matter how much you threaten or finger wag at these people of like, oh, don't do this, don't leak this, like, nobody's going to care about that as much as Nintendo.
Right.
So again, if you care so much,
you shouldn't have shipped it out so early.
Maybe you need a bit of a tighter window there. So yeah, I think I recall something almost exactly like this happened with the original Switch, where we were within, you know, a week or so of the system coming out, and there was a big video of some guy who just had it, and he's like, oh, we're going through the menu, you know, we're seeing everything that we can do, and it was like code red to find out what happened.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, though, is like they have some pretty, they can get pretty precise of like finding
where this is, who
this is, like what store this came. It was actually really surprising for me to see that of like, oh,
The tracking was very accurate.
Actually can track this. Like, again, this thing, these things get scanned and identified, and there's so many little identifiers that you might not even think of.
Yes.
Like, they will find who it is, but the fact that the leak has happened...
It's almost too late.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can find them in that one person or that one store or whatever, that one chain in the many, 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 many chains that you have gets some kind of consequence maybe.
Right.
But it doesn't walk back the information that's already been put out there. And it is like a lot of work for in like the week leading up to launch for that team to be tracking the stuff down. And it's like a distraction that you just don't want during, you know, the very critical days leading up to your huge hardware launch. So, you know, why not put more practices in place to save yourself, save Nintendo themselves the headache of having to deal with this, because we had to deal with it and it was a huge headache. It's really annoying to have this be an and also kind of thing that you had to deal with when you're trying to launch hardware. It's like, you don't need to do this, you know? So yeah, it was just surprising slash like I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit seeing kind of history almost repeat itself. It's like, did you not learn from the last time when this was a huge, like, annoying thing that people had to deal with, and all your, you know, you just got these things like just like sitting out, you know? It's like, wow, we've learned nothing in 10 years apparently. So
great. And that's what's so interesting is like, you know, a generation later, where have they learned, where have they made adjustments, where have they been trying new things, and again, where is it just kind of the old standard? But it's the start of the week. It's barely the start of the week. I would not be surprised if before the week has closed, we see kind of that big leak like we did last
This was tough too, because again, for original Switch, we did not have a packed-in game.
You are going to need to download that though. That's not just some
true.
Although again, there's probably games in this shipment.
That's true.
As well,
there's probably games in the shipment too.
So I would not recommend if you are a Target employee trying to hammer the eShop right now.
Maybe don't do that.
I don't think that's a wise thing to do.
Yeah, they definitely track you then.
Yeah.
Don't do it though. If you're a Target employee, don't do this, please. Please preserve the surprise and delight for people that would like to keep that for themselves, you know? Don't do it for internet fame. It's not worth it. And if you're very, very scared of leaks, I would be very vigilant right now and just try to take yourself out of, you know, stuff that don't go into the Reddit thread. don't get online.
But the climactic ending of Mario Kart World, what's going to happen? I need to know.
Oh my goodness. The cow.
Who's going to survive?
The cow is killed and made into a hamburger.
The cow is a hamburger.
The cow gets made into a hamburger.
Yikes.
And Mario eats him.
Wow.
That's the end
of
Mario Kart World. Dun, dun, dun. Anyhow, we are about, 10 days now?
Just around 10 days, yeah.
To the big launch. I'm sure more exciting / unfortunate things will be happening in that time. We will be definitely doing videos for the next 10 days.
We're going to be around.
We'll be here doing this. Let us know if you have seen these photos. Are you scared of getting spoiled, or are you scared of seeing a leak? Let us know in the comments. If you're a Target employee, though, don't do it. Okay, we'll see you guys later. Bye!